President Bush's image in the United States may be shaped by the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, but today he sets off on a trip to try to change that impression. He's headed to Africa. He hopes the trip will make him look more like a leader who helps countries develop than a president who takes his country to war. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The president's trip is designed to show the compassionate side of America and of President Bush. As he travels to Benin, Tanzania, Rwanda, Ghana, and Liberia, you'll hear a lot about his Emergency AIDS Relief Program, known as PEPFAR, and his administration's $1.2 billion program to tackle malaria. The president told an audience at the Smithsonian's Museum of African Art yesterday the malaria initiative has reached 25 million people.
We stay on this path. An extraordinary achievement is within reach. Africa can turn a disease that has taken its children for centuries into a thing of the past. And wouldn't that be fantastic? And so Laura and I are going to spend time with these leaders saying, what a noble opportunity.
The president will tour a mill in Tanzania where bed nets are made to protect people from mosquitoes carrying malaria. He plans to use his trip to Rwanda, the scene of a genocide in the 1990s, to highlight the fact that Rwandan troops were among the first to come to the aid of people in Darfur, Sudan, which President Bush has labeled a genocide.
This trip, I'm going to visit with brave peacekeepers from Rwanda, a nation that knows the pain of genocide and was the first country to send troops into Darfur. Other nations need to follow Rwanda's example. Other nations need to take this issue seriously, just like the United States does.
Critics see a Bush administration that is long on rhetoric, short on action in Darfur, and his trip comes at a troubling time for a key ally, Kenya, which erupted in violence after disputed elections. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is to peel off the trip for a day on Monday to go to Nairobi to address that issue, while the president stays focused on humanitarian affairs. Amira Woods of the Institute for Policy Studies casts serious doubts about this image of Mr. Bush as a development president.
Now is the time to focus on people. And Bush says that in rhetoric, but the reality of the program of the last 8 years has been an investment and an emphasis on military might.
She's been raising alarms about AFRICOM, the new U.S. military command that will focus on Africa and will have some involvement in humanitarian issues. The Bush administration has been planning to move it from Germany to Africa, but is moving a bit more cautiously now, according to Anthony Holmes of the Council on Foreign Relations.
The U.S. has taken its foot off the accelerator, I would say, in terms of moving forward in placing an AFRICOM permanent presence on the continent.
Amira Wood says that's because no one wants it, except for Liberia, which happens to be President Bush's last stop on his five-nation tour. While AFRICOM may be discussed in private there, the visit to Liberia will be mainly a symbolic show of support for how far that country has come since a civil war. Gail Smith of the Center for American Progress says it is the sort of evolution the Bush administration would want to highlight.
The fact that it has found peace, that it has Africa's first woman president who is very strong and capable, makes it a perfect story, and it's a good story. I think the question on Liberia is about staying power.
Because she says the U.S. has a tendency to run in with enthusiasm and then disappear a year or two later. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
You can track President Bush's trip to Africa at npr.org.